This is an All Ears English Podcast, Episode 2, Teaching Tuesday.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Gabby Wallace, the language angel, coming to you from Boston, Massachusetts, USA.
Okay, so here we are in today's episode. You are going to learn how to answer the most common interview question in the U.S.
and more. Hey guys, in this episode, we are going to break down some phrases and some different parts of our conversation from our meeting Monday, our last episode, episode 1. And so you can always go back and listen to that conversation and hear how we used these phrases. Lindsay has a couple of great phrases for us, and these will help you understand conversation, but also, you know, to talk, to create your own conversation. So Lindsay, what are your two phrases for us?
Okay, so the first phrase that we have, this is a phrasal verb, which I know can be tricky for students sometimes. And this expression is to fill out something, right? Fill out an application, right? When would you use this?
Yeah, I think that's the most common use, is to fill out an application. And really, whenever we need to use an application, I mean, that even sounds funny to say use an application, we don't use any other verb. I mean, you always fill out an application, unless you're creating an application, if you're on the other side of things.
Right. But anytime you're in, like, if you're going in for a job interview, right, you're going to sit down and the person, you're going to say, I'm here for the interview. And the person's going to say, please fill out this application.
Right.
Okay? Every time.
You might fill out an application by hand using a pen. You might fill out an application online using a computer.
Right.
But it's a really important phrasal verb to know for those contexts that you mentioned, for school and for work.
Definitely. So remember that one. Okay, great. So the next one is the key, right? So we said that education, Gabby said that she thinks that education is the key to freedom, right? So what does that mean? What do you think?
The key is something that unlocks an opportunity or a door, right? You use a key to unlock a door, but it's kind of an analogy, the way we're using this. It's figurative speech, right? I'm allowing an opportunity to happen. I'm going after an opportunity. So I need education in order to be free.
To be free. And another example would be, I think that hard work is the key to success.
Excellent.
Right? Yeah. So that's another example of that. All right. So those are my teachings. How about yours, Gabby?
What do you have? So I have a couple of teachings that are a little different. One is a really important phrase or question, actually. And the other one is pronunciation. So let me start with the phrase. And it is, tell us about yourself. So this is a phrase that you'll hear often. When might we hear this phrase? What would you say?
Well, I would think about an interview again, the interview situation. It's so common when you sit down an interview in the U.S. and the person says, the first thing they might say to you is, tell me about yourself.
Yeah.
Right?
Totally. Mm-hmm. And even in casual conversation, like in our conversation, it wasn't an interview, but, you know, I think I asked you, well, tell us about yourself. And that's something that you could hear at a party, you know?
Yeah.
If you're meeting people for the first time.
I guess so. Yeah. For me, in my mind, it stands out as being a little bit more formal.
Yeah,
right?
Sure.
But sometimes you might hear it at a party or in a conversation like we just had.
Tell me about yourself.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Tell me more.
Tell me about yourself.
So it's a really good idea to plan out your answer and have something ready to say, more than just your name and what country you're from.
Right.
You know, maybe talking about your interests or your career. Not too much, but, you know, maybe like 30 seconds of something that you want other people to know about you.
Yeah, there you go. What else?
Okay, so we said a couple of times, what do you do.
Did you say it that way?
No, we didn't.
We would be so boring if we said it that way.
That's really slowed down. So we said it in a natural way because we want you all to hear what native, natural conversation sounds like. And I'm going to say it again just the way that we said it, and I'm going to pause afterwards so that you can repeat it. Okay, so get ready. Here we go. What do you do?
What do you do?
What do you do?
What do you do?
Okay. Yeah, so we use this talking about work. We asked, you know, what do you do for work? And we also asked, what do you do on the weekend? So this is a super common chunk of English, a phrase that these words just get stuck together. I mean, we don't pronounce each word separately. What do you do? Never, 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 never. Yeah. So memorize this question as just one chunk. Like it almost sounds like one word. What do you do?
Great.
Woo!
Good advice. I like it.
Great.
Great.
Great. Before we end our second episode, I want to invite you all to our website and you can learn the top 10 ways to learn English online with a podcast. These are really practical strategies that you'll learn at www.allearsenglish.com/free. We'll see you there.
The All Ears English Podcast. We're here to help you learn English, and you can help us by leaving a 5-star review on iTunes. See you next time.